It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is some reported progress using blood plasma from recovered COVID-19 patients to help treat those who are sick with it. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Researchers think antibodies in that plasma, once delivered to sick patients via blood transfusion, boost their ability to fight the virus. Chris Chiarallo, a doctor from Denver Health, was hospitalized at University Hospital with life-threatening vital signs and lab results. As his condition got worse, he volunteered to be given the plasma. He says he soon started getting better.
I would be willing to bet my last 4 rolls of toilet paper and my half a bottle of Purell that I would have ended up in the ICU a day or two had I not gotten that medication.
The approach seems to work best early in hospitalization. Research on the treatment continues both in Colorado and nationally. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The city-sponsored bike share program in Colorado Springs is offering unlimited free rides as downtown businesses start to reopen. The Pike Ride bicycles assist riders with an electric motor. They're parked all around downtown in the Springs and work like the electric scooters found in Denver. Rides are free for up to 30 minutes. Riders have to download a smartphone app to use the bikes. Researchers are testing the release of Colorado River water at Glen Canyon Dam to benefit aquatic insects that are key food sources for endangered fish. The dam provides water and power to nearly 40 million people, but the dam's operation can affect how insects reproduce. Scott Vanderkoy heads the U.S. Geological Survey's Grand Canyon Monitoring and Research Center.
And we think these experimental flows will hopefully reverse that trend, increase the abundance of insects that fish like to eat, and also increase diversity so we have a more robust food base.
This is the third year that researchers have tested for insects in the Colorado as it leaves Glen Canyon Dam. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.